used to work for a consignment shop. I love antiques. I love things with character. I have a lot of baskets that you're going to see throughout the house. I love the appearance of them. I love the texture. They hold an abundance of different things.
I had fears when I first started this journey, but I overcame them.
The doors that I found at an antique shop, it used to be a part of a jail in Europe, so they have a lot of history.
Hi, I'm Beverly. Come take a tour of my home.
Welcome to my living room. This area is a bit serene because I can sit on the sofa and look out the window and meditate. And it is so peaceful. I love plants, I love nature. I love having the greenery behind me, and I've also expanded on that in the house because plants are great in a house. It's good for our health. I love the clerestory windows because I can't live without light. It's impossible. When I ordered this house, I knew I wanted white because I have a lot of antique items and things that have character, and I wanted that to stand out against all the lightness of the house. I like colors that are cool and warm, and I took my inspiration from the painting over the fireplace, but I wanted neutral colors in here, and I like to accent with vibrant hues. I used to work for a consignment shop. I love antiques. I love things with character, such as the water carrier. It belonged to a child who used to put it around their neck. It had two ropes on each end, and they would carry water to their village. I don't know how old it is, but I fell in love with it when I saw it. The sofa is something I bought in High Point. I used it as a twin bed earlier this year. You take the cushions off the back and it's extremely comfortable for me and my two pets. This is a really vintage rug that I absolutely loved and used to walk on, but decided it would look perfectly in my window space. I actually installed the hardwood floors. I had the hardwood left from a project that I did and decided to use them in the house, and they turned out beautifully. I've had 8 people in my living room. I bring down ottomans from upstairs and from other parts of the room. It doesn't seem crowded, and we have food and sit around the coffee table or put the trays on our laps and just have a good time and talk. And I've had book club here. This community is so close. I have met more people in this community in the past 2 years than I have met since I graduated from high school, and that was many years ago. This is ideal for someone that wants to feel the community spirit, because people here are genuine, and they will help you when you need help, come to your aid, they will walk your dog, they will get groceries for you. It's just unique in every way. So this Birmingham's price when I purchased it was $103,000, and I paid $225,000 for the lot rent, which covers the lot rent and the water. I figure that's a fair price for this size home. This house is built in Kentucky by the Amish. It is a wood structure, and it is so cozy. It's warm in the winter. It's cool in the summer. It is perfectly built and perfectly constructed. I like this model of home because of its size, obviously, and also the architecture of the home. It has a lot of slanted ceilings, open exposure with the clerestory windows, the ledge, and also the loft for the bedroom. The architecture spoke to me when I was looking at the house. I did want the white walls, as I mentioned before, because I like to play off my furnishings against the white, and also the white bounces the light from space to space. This makes me feel comfortable when I walk inside. It feels like home. This kitchen serves me very well. I like to cook my own meals and try to be as healthy as possible. I have 2 burner cooktop, and I do a lot of crock pot cooking. I love the butcher block countertop, and I love the windows over the sink. It lets in a lot of light. The board that the light fixture is attached to came from Maine, where I lived for 18 years, and holds a very beautiful place in my heart. The white cabinets, I think, really play off from the natural tones in the wood floor, and also the doors that I found at an antique shop in Morristown. The doors had a lot of character, and they spoke to me when I saw them. And someone told me they used to be a part of a jail in Europe, so they have a lot of history. I use this as my pantry. I also utilize my pantry for a lot of storage, things I use for cooking, as well as coffee pots and cups and dog and cat food. I've never had a kitchen without cabinetry, but I decided not to go that route this time just because I wanted to free up the space that cabinets usually take up. So I had a friend give me this, and it was something that he built. I thought it was so unique that I used it for spices and my teapots, my olive oil. The counter was supposed to stop here because this area that I have the fridge in is supposed to be for a washer dryer, and the fridge goes here, but I'm going to put an under counter combination washer dryer at some point. I lived for a year with an under counter fridge and realized I couldn't do it another minute. So I did order a large fridge. It holds everything I need, and I still have plenty of space to walk in front of it. I definitely have enough cabinet space for everything I need. I have my cookware. I have under-counter items under the sink. I have utensils, storage containers, plates, cups. I have plenty of storage. I just have learned to utilize it well. And I have a lot of baskets that you're going to see throughout the house, and utilize those for storage because I love the appearance of them, I love the texture, and they hold an abundance of different things that you're gonna need in your house. The bathroom came together when I found the vanity I wanted to have installed here. So it gives me a lot of room for storage. I had this mirror in my previous home and loved the lines of it, so I decided to use it in here instead of one that you put over the sink. I found this light fixture. It does not have an outlet at the top, so it has to have a remote light bulb. But I love the shape of it again and the texture of it, so I had that installed. I did the floor myself with a little help from a friend. It's a DIY. It's peel and stick vinyl, but I didn't want to go with the hardwood just because of the moisture in the bath. So this is perfect. I also have plants in here. And to give you an example, these are washcloths. You can get creative about where you put things. And so I roll them up and put them in there. I have Q-tips and I have cotton balls and little containers and toilet paper and toiletries and baskets. So depending on what you like, find containers that appeal to you and just use them. The clear-story windows go throughout and extend into the bathroom, which brings in a lot of light. With the light off, there's still a lot of daylight here. It's perfect. I love this architecture of this house. The storage area is the other side of the pantry, and I found the exposed wood here, the live edge, and used it for shelving for towels. Again, another basket and a basket for clothes that go to the laundry. This is a 36-inch shower, and it's plenty of room. I love the shower. Don't miss a bathtub at all. This model is the Birmingham. It's 10 foot wide by 34 feet long. Most people use this room as a bedroom. It will accommodate a king size bed if you want, but I use it for a study, for reading, watching TV, and using my desk. It was essential to have a desk because I have to have a place to write and be creative. When I was downsizing, I knew that I had to bring that with me. Again, lots of light when you need it, and I have two mini splits in the house, one in the back, one in the front, and it keeps the house very cool and very warm. Because of the loft being above this room, the ceiling is a bit lower, and I left the natural wood because I just like the contrast of the color with the whiteness of the beams. That makes the room a whole lot cozier too. I use the open shelving in this area because I found it at a local big box store and I really loved the color and the texture of it. And again, that plays off the open shelving in the kitchen and also the bathroom. So I use the shelving unit as storage also. I have a lot of purses and shoes in the baskets here. Plus it gives a place on the top for added decoration. It's just perfect for this spot. I had it made for the area. But overall, this space is just used for desk work and being peaceful, reading. It's a great chair to read in. My dog loves to sit beside me. And occasional naps. I had fears, of course, when I first started this journey, but I overcame them because I knew what I wanted ultimately. I realized I didn't want to have to be a caretaker to 2,000 square feet. So
that began my journey on exploring tiny homes. To be relieved of all that yard maintenance and house maintenance and be able to downsize and just have things around me that are comfortable and that I love has played an instrumental part in my happiness. I am able to travel, I can hike, I can meet with friends, and I don't have to worry about a mortgage, which I did for many, many years. I decided this is my life and I wanted to live it the way that I choose. And I think I have made a success of that. I surround myself with what makes me happy. I'm sitting at the top of the stairs up to the loft where I sleep. The stairs originally have 12-inch risers. I was doing some research on alternate stairs. This at some point was called a witch's stair in that it's alternating, so you have no more than 6-inch riser each time you stepped up. The handrail is from a cedar tree. A friend sanded it, made it really, really smooth. There's nothing on it, no poly, and she gave it to me, so I decided to use it here in the stairway. So now let's go check out my loft. So this is my loft where I sleep at night. I ordered a 7-inch bed for this. The headboard is a combination of two old shutters that I found again at the same antique store. I had them combined and I love the character of them. They used to be red. I painted them, so some of the red shows through in some places. But it's very, very comfortable up here. It doesn't feel close. It doesn't feel claustrophobic. I have blinds that I close at night, and it's very peaceful, very serene to sleep here. And I absolutely love it. I always have since I moved in. If you want more headroom, I would definitely suggest getting a shorter bed so that you can sit up and read if you like to at night. But this works for me because I like a nice, comfortable, cushy bed, and that's just what I decided to go with. This is a little niche. I decided not to put my bed here because I like the orientation of sleeping with my head against the woods. But this works if you want to read. You can sit here and read. You can meditate. It's just a cozy little niche that I had extra pillows for. If your tiny home doesn't come with an air exchanger, I would definitely recommend getting one. It just keeps the air flowing throughout. I open the windows as much as possible during the summer. Those are just little important things to remember. This lifestyle has definitely changed my life for the better, and I highly recommend it for anyone that's looking for something different and something that is creating happiness every day. Thank y'all for watching. If you want to see more of this place, go to incredibletinyhomes.com.